Good day, I'm John Sliggers. Today is Veterans Day, and KLEM talked with a number of veterans yesterday at Lamar's Hy-Vee. Wayne Thiemann, who served in the Marine Corps from 1962 to 72, is Plymouth County Veterans Service Director. Thiemann is a member of the American Legion Riders.
And we do that in support of many veterans' activities. We stand flag lines at our veterans' funerals. We escort them in and out of training, or if they're going overseas.
The American Legion Riders hold fundraisers throughout the year for their donations.
Our group here just spent quite a bit of money. Every year we pick either a VA hospital or the veterans' home in Marshalltown. And we buy socks and underwear and shirts and sweaters. Last year we gave a couple of big TVs down to Marshalltown because they needed them.
Wayne Shipper served 30 years in the Navy and Naval Reserve. He talked to KLEM about the Veterans Memorial Park on the former Westmar campus.
A very nice park that was put together. It's been 16 years going, and we'd like people to stop by and take a look at that park. It's an educational park.
Bob Gengler, a member of the Legion Color Guard, attends many funerals of veterans. The group presents flags to family members at the gravesite.
It's the last gift we can give to the veteran as he leaves. It's something I started at just one time, and now I can't give it up. It's an honor that we are honored to do. We feel that we owe it to them, and hopefully there will be enough of them around to do it for us.
A candidate for president is taking his Operation Dark Horse to Lamar's tomorrow. Major David Stuckenberg of Florida announced his candidacy this week at Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, and he'll bring his campaign to Plymouth County, Iowa. Major Stuckenberg hopes to learn from Iowans Sunday when he visits the Lamar's Pizza Ranch at noon. Major Stuckenberg, an Air Force pilot, says one of his major campaign themes is immigration reform.
On day one, I'll sign an executive order to deploy federal troops under Title 32 to both the north and south borders of the United States to seal it. The second part of that plan is once we stop the bleeding, we need to immediately put a 60-day period into effect to know who is here. Third, we need to decide whether or not they get to stay here.
He urges Plymouth County and Lamar's residents to meet him on Sunday and to share your ideas with him. Stuckenberg said the economy needs radical improvement due to misallocated resources. He proposes a radical cut in taxes, including elimination of the inheritance tax. His energy policy includes development of all fuel sources, from fossil fuels to renewables. A Rock Valley man was injured in a one-vehicle accident late Thursday evening near Ironton. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office investigated the motor vehicle accident that occurred on Eagle Avenue, 2 miles north of Ironton. 21-year-old Carter Penning of Rock Valley was driving north on Eagle Avenue when he lost control of the vehicle and entered the West Ditch. Penning was transported by the Ironton ambulance to Sioux Center Health for treatment of minor injury. He was cited for failure to maintain control. And a monument honoring the five Sullivan brothers was unveiled in their hometown of Waterloo Thursday. The sailors were killed in action during World War II while serving aboard the same ship. The new monument sits outside the Waterloo Convention Center, and their granddaughter, Kelly Sullivan, a Navy veteran herself, pulled back the curtain on the four sculptures. Sullivan says it's a way to keep the memories of Waterloo's veterans alive for everyone beyond the days of special recognition. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.